Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Stu Webb here at StuWebb.com, and it is June the 7th, 2024, Friday. And I have the honor to have Nicole Powers on with me. And give out your website, Nicole.
And it's WitnessSpeaks.com.
WitnessSpeaks.com. Now, you got a report on Trump today, so let's have it, see what you came up with.
You're good at research. Yes, I wanted to do an examination on all that's been happening with the trials and effects they may have on the election. And a lot of people have, well, this is wavering. And I think it's very disgusting when, you know, our backs are against the wall. And right now, Trump is, I mean, he's been used by God to take us to the other side where we need to be. And I think it's very disheartening when I see people online and their commitment of this country and the commitment they have with the support of Donald Trump is wavering. And people don't understand that he is under demonic attack, and so is his family, with all these false allegations. I think what they're doing to him is... It is an assault on not just him, but this country. This is a spiritual battle we are engaged in. And we need strong warriors to pray for Trump and support him. And it's very disheartening when I see people who are so swayed by lies and what they call a manufactured reality. And I asked myself this, if this was a movie, what would they call it? Could we call it Let's Get Trump? Or we need to destroy 45? So the thing is, if they knew the length and the depth that the people who are our enemies will go, they would start a war. They would do anything if it meant him not being on that ballot. And the only way they thought they could do this by attacking him from all sides, from his business to his personal finances, through his personal life, through false race allegations. I never thought I would be in a country where the mere thought of a woman making up stories about a man will cause him to lose so much. And for anyone to think that that was real, they need their head examined. How can a woman lie on you? And the next term, you have to pay out of your own bank account X amount of dollars. And it's very exorbitant, too, the judgment, where he did not even produce a shred of evidence. And then she's going to up there on CNN, flirting with Anderson Cooper, and then telling the whole world, rape is sexy. That alone shouldn't have caused that case to be thrown out. But we're living in an interesting time. Now, and I did ask myself, you know, why are people bailing out on him when he gave up his way of life to run this country? And I have to ask myself, he risked the lives of his wife, his daughter, and grandchildren. Because a lot of people may not be realized, Stu, that Ivanka was headed back to New York with her children. And I guess Jared was on the Trump helicopter, too. But they could have died in Washington. But as the plane lifted up, the propeller stopped working. And from some miraculous miracle, the pilot was able to, I guess, control the helicopter so it can go down safely. And so it's interesting how the lies keep persisting. And like I said, he is a victim of witchcraft because they're doing all these smear campaigns on him. And then I remember a Crossfire hurricane. And also, people right now are wavering because they think that since he has made business deals to put overall makeup of him. So, but I do believe that he is being used by God because he evokes Jesus' name. He knows the authority that our Heavenly Father holds in this world, and he never told anybody to obey government. He made many speeches like that, where he's promoting God and his son. So I don't get it. So, and I'm going to build a case for Trump. But first off, his family had ties to Nixon. And I know that Nixon, he didn't like the things that he saw in Bohemian Grove. He was very upset by it. And I really believe because he didn't want to play along with the people, or I think he got targeted by the kingmaker that made him, you know? So I think that him urging Trump's father for him to get into politics, because it's obviously he saw something in young Donald that was unique and different. And Trump's father even warned his son about Manhattan. And also you have the connection between John Trump, his uncle, and Tesla, and the free energy connection that he had, with that knowledge of free energy, and I think Nixon had that knowledge too. Donald Trump also had a near-miss assassination attempt on his life in 1989 when his top executives were in a helicopter flying to Atlantic City, and it crashed. You have him being reported online of helping authorities with Epstein. I heard that he also may have even rescued a girl from that island of Epstein. And he also helped with the Native Americans in the gambling casino area. There's a congressional hearing, and I think he testified to that. Also, he helped in the music industry up in New York. I heard you mentioned some rappers in the business of it. And he had a former aide of Ben Carlson. I forgot her name, but she did work in the White House, and also she worked with Eric Trump at the charity that he held with his father, the Trump Organization, and Trump helped her beat her addiction. She's also one of the keynote speakers at the Republican convention. And she had a beautiful speech where she said that Trump treated her like he was his daughter, and how the family rallied around her when she was grappling with this addiction. So he has a tender heart for people who have problems with this because his brother had an addiction to alcohol. And that just shows you the testimony of his nature. Now, she handled millions of dollars in this charity organization that Trump and his son had, and they did not fire her. And he treated her with so much love and compassion. And she stated that fact at the RNC convention, 2016. So that is a good man, a good heart. And we should never forget the good deeds of people that we support. And if he's not giving up on us, because after he lost, he could have thrown his hands up and said, you know what, I quit this. I can't do this anymore. Because this caused a lot of stress in his family for the multiple attacks that he has endured, and also his wife and his children. You have him giving monetary awards for people who exhibit bravery. There was a bus driver that saved a woman from committing suicide. He wrote him a very handsome check. You have Trump giving free rent to Jesse Jackson and his Rainbow Coalition organization at Trump Tower. So we need to support Donald Trump, and we need to pray for him and vote for him. And I urge people who have children of voting age campaign on Trump. They wanted black voters not to want to vote for him. And also, this Project Veritas, now, his enemies would not only tip the scales that Lady Liberty is holding, or the Lady Justice, I'm sorry, but they will rip the scales out of her hand, because I really do believe, Stu, they're going to do everything and anything they can to snatch this away from Donald Trump, President Donald Trump, and even allow illegal aliens to vote. So every parent out there, you, sound of my voice, if you have a child of age that can get registered, register them to vote Republican and register for them to vote for Donald Trump. Do it in the non-confrontational way, please. Ask them to think about the future and how much it will cost if we don't win this time, because what Kamala Harris said, that, since I told you this, Stu, offline, that they're gonna go after each and every Donald Trump supporter if they win an election. I remember AOC said, yeah, we need to compile a list of all Trump supporters. And so, what does that mean? Does that mean FEMA camp? Like Hillary Clinton said, we need to get to re-educate adults and to think in a different way. So, we need to think about these things, too. Because all it says is, if they knew, if they could peel off at least 20 or 30% points off of Trump's lead, like if they could get a core of his supporters off his side, that gives an opening for Biden to win.
That's what they want. That's what they want. Now, I'm aware, you're aware, other people are aware, without mentioning names or parties. They're already on the attack. They're on the attack on me. They're on the attack on you. They're on the attack on another dozen people that I'm aware of. And people are getting tired of it. And they're saying it's being harassed by Joint Task Force Group, the feds, FBI, local police department, Joint Task Force that they set up under FEMA. Now, I'm aware, because I've got the evidence of the voting machines, and I'm aware because the super spook oldest Johnson told me how that they can change it. He worked for General Flynn, just to remind people, who was murdered 2017 with sonar that they hit a lot of people with every night, satellite. Daddy Bush and Raytheon out of Dallas, Texas. Causes you a heart attack, breaks down your immune system, etc. After about 5 years, you have to take all kinds of stuff to supplement what they zap out. Now, Otis told me, he says, still Dominion software, he says, look it up, goes back to Colorado. I said, okay, I will. You go to the Colorado Secretary of State and you look up Dominion software, and you don't even have to do that, but registration. It's on the front of my website. It says Dominion. It's underneath the breaking news column, and column number 2 if you scroll down on your cell phone. If not, just use your computer. It's in the middle column. Dominion software, it says. Now, you look up the corporate records that I did, or press on that link and show you the corporate records. It was filed at 3773, I think, Arapahoe Road. That was Leonard Millman, my ex-father-in-law's office building, and his attorney, Norman Brownstein, where they were setting up corporations, like they do in Delaware, where you can't find out who it is. Well, Brownstein was, of course, Daddy Bush's CIA counsel when he was CIA director in 1975. 3 years out of law school working for Millman. Then he became with Neil Bush and Larry Mizell that took over for Millman. They were on the board of directors with Neil Bush's Silverado that I caused a scandal, Iran Contra drug money laundering. Now, Dominion Software went back to 3773 Arapahoe Road, and now it's in the hands of Sam Walton, which is Sam's Club, Walmart, that Millman and Bush financed. Walton, he was hauling drugs for him, still is, Walmart. But it goes back to the Walton Family Trust in Little Rock, Arkansas. Now here's the key to Dominion. Dominion software initially was voting machines, electronic voting machines. And then people wouldn't go along with that. So they went back to the paper ballot type deal. You punch, go in and you punch holes, and then it gives you a piece of paper when you're said and done, and you take it, slide it into the guy or the gal, the guy or gal who you hand it to, put it in the machine, hands it back to you, and you put it in there. It's a little tab that's from the punch card. And you put it in, and it registers your vote. And it kicks it back out, and you put it in the box. Well, that voting machine now is controlled by satellites to where they can change that. So, say if you're over in North Carolina and you're running for congressman or something, and they don't want you as a congressperson, Nicole. So, you're beating your your competition. You're beating them by 90% at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and the voting machines close at 6 or 7 o'clock. They can see with satellite all across the country, every voting booth in the country, and tell what the numbers are. So they just focus right in and say, Nicole's not going to be congresswoman. She's leading by 90%. We're going to flip the vote back. So automatically they flip it back. So at the end of the day, it looks like you got 30% of the vote, and the one that you were beaten by 90%, all of a sudden they got 70% of the vote and they got elected. That's how it works now. It's all fraudulent, and it's all done by satellite, and it's Raytheon, Daddy Bush's company. Raytheon, part of E-Systems of Dallas, part of the death ray that they did on the buildings on 9-1-1, all part of Raytheon Corp. That's the problem that we have. Now, the way you solve the problem, and I found out, because in 2004, I ran for vice president with Tom Hennigan, who sold out, by the way, but he was running for president, I was running for vice president. And we were getting 5 million hits a month. We created a website, Hennigan Web. And I told everybody on the shows, every show I did, almost a show every day, hey, go in and do a paper ballot. Vote early. Most states you can vote for up to 10 days before the election, and you go do a paper ballot, because a paper ballot is accurate. Otis Johnson called me up and says, Stu, do you know what you and Hennigan did? I said, no, what did we do? He says, you got 10% of the vote. I said, you're kidding me. No, he says, it was 9-point-some-odd percent is what the NSA's reporting today of write-in ballots. You got that much vote because of the write-in ballot. I said, what? He says, what the hell did you do to become so popular? I said, I don't know. But we had the write-in ballots. Now, the key was, that was kind of a test, because I kept telling everybody, look, we're not on the ballot. Do a write-in ballot. So we weren't going to register. We never figured we'd win or anything else. We were just doing it to make noise. But 10% of the population that voted for us because of the write-in ballot early. Now, that's telling everybody an example. If you go vote for Donald Trump early in your district, do a write-in ballot. That way we got support for Donald Trump instead of having illegal elections where they flip the numbers like they did last time. Now, Mike... Excuse me. Mike Lindell, I respect. My pillow. He paid a lot of money in his employees to prove the cases where Donald Trump was stripped of his vote. He proved it. He's got it on his website. He proved it. And he couldn't do anything about it. Now, remember, folks, write-in ballots in election are very important because your vote is accurate and not changed by the Dominion software satellites. So do the write-in ballot. Let's get Donald Trump in. Now, Nicole.
Yes?
The demonic attacks upon Donald Trump are so severe, I've never seen anything like this. This is. It's demonic. And people need to be praying for him. They need to pray for his protection. And all this other, all these false charges against him, they are false. And it wasn't Stormy Daniels and Donald Trump. It was Stormy Daniels and his attorney, Cohen, who was having an affair with this prostitute and having an affair with the other prostitute. And he started squeezing him, and he didn't want to divorce his wife because he said he loved her, even though he's having sex elsewhere and the whole bit. So he was billing Trump for extra stuff to pay for these two people. And then Cohen turns around and gets nailed and his license taken from him. Thrown in jail for something, I forgot what it was, but he lied to Trump. And he put Trump in this big box in that case in New York and the whole bit that he's facing jail time. I mean, I've never seen anything like it. His own friggin' attorney. Of course, now I know why attorneys, the top rated suicide in the country, are attorneys. Attorneys, folks. I don't think they're suiciding themselves. I think that they're so corrupt, attorneys are, that what happens is one of their clients gets screwed and they go whack them. And I believe that's...
But you know what, Trump, I mean, Stu, most of those people are in New York. So many, I say allegedly, so many of them allegedly are in cults already. Remember there was a report about Hillary going to this witches group called Wings?
Mm-hmm.
The professional women who practice witchcraft.
She is a witch. She is a witch. She's a fourth degree witch.
So these people, that's their lifestyle. Witchcraft, divination, sacrifices. They're into all of that. And I would be very leery as a Christian or a believer of Yeshua to go up there and spend any time. Remember the statues, the demonic statues, and the fact that they wanted to have those mercy rooms in hospitals to kill children. So I just think people are not aware of it. A lot of people are not aware of witchcraft and politics. It's just as bad, I've got worse, in the music industry. If people also need to make a case for Trump by saying, now, you know, in Hollywood, they do pedophilia and all types of filthiness. Why do you think they hate Donald Trump? Okay, you're supporting people who are demonic, who have low vibrational energy. You're supporting people that they want children to be sexualized and trafficked. They just passed a human trafficking law, a pro-human trafficking law in Congress, I think. So, people, you got children. You need to tell them this. You have to be very careful who you pick to rule this country. So the thing is, if you don't tell them this, look at your children and look at the possible grandchildren that they may have. What kind of society do you want if your leaders and your representatives are so corrupt and they have no regard for innocence? We have to reclaim innocence in this country, because the moment we destroy that, God will leave this planet. If everyone is at this low vibration, we have to raise our vibration. The handstand, everything in our lives, it has to be raised to God's standards. Because if it's not, it's going to be total pandemonium from sun up to sun down. There's not going to be any peace on this planet if we destroy innocence. We don't protect innocence. And if we don't raise our vibrations ourselves, we have to live for God's will and not our own. And people that govern over us, they're not loving people. They service themselves. They're much of narcissists. But I think Trump is different. I think Trump, he's the boy that you saw in school. He may be tall and with broad stature. And people may have viewed him as a bully. But I think when he saw someone get unfairly treated, he defended that individual. there are many men and many women like that. Because the reason why I said that analogy is that I grew up in a Catholic school. We had a sociology course. And it said no matter how old we get, we're always going to have a peer group. And I think Trump is the defender of the defenseless. I think if you were growing up with him and he saw you being bullied, I think he would step up and say something. He has a level of righteousness that goes beyond those who want to criticize and blame him for X, Y, and Z when they do far more worse things than they can ever accuse him of. And he has endured so much, and so has his family. So to me, he deserves my support. He deserves my support. He deserves all of our support. And we need to stand with him and not buckle up the pressure, because we're not feeling the level of pressure that he's feeling. Okay? And he gave up so much of his own money.
He never even took a dollar when he was president of the United States from the U.S. government to serve as president.
Thank you, Stu. That's another thing you can tell your children. He didn't take a dime.
No, he didn't. He was there to serve.
You put a nail in that coffin when you said that.
I'm telling you, I've never seen abuse like this against a former president. Somebody that's totally innocent. He is. He's innocent of what he's being accused of.
You know that. That's what they do to him.
What's that?
They will persecute him in court to the nth degree. They will strip him of all his wealth if they can't do something to end him. I don't want that to happen, so I'm not putting that in the universe. I'm just telling you that those who always stood for the American people, they did not stay around long.
No, they didn't.
Even some of our civil rights leaders who were making a difference and had pure hearts and pure intentions, they didn't stay around long. They ended their lives, okay?
That's right. Just like Kennedy, John Kennedy, they ended his life.
And heroes die. Heroes die first. They really, they get to move on and live and be happy. So that's all I have to say, too.
All right. Well, good report today. Nicole.
Thank you.
And I want to thank you for coming on. Do you want to say a prayer?
Yes, I just want to put things in a proper perspective. And I want us to rally around Trump, because this nation, it's only going to get worse with Biden and Kamala's and whomever. So we have to stand firm in our faith and stand firm in the commitment that we're going to support leaders. But looking after the defenseless and the innocence of this world. Because you can't have it any other way. God is using him. And so if we go against him, we're going against God. When you look at it, the broad spectrum of everything.
Let's look at it.
I want to thank you for allowing me to be on your platform. And I want to thank your listeners. And I want to thank God for this experience. And you allowed me to grow, not only in my faith, but in my belief that good always prevails over evil. And it's a testament to your life that you've been battered too, just as much as Trump, in my opinion. And it shows that with God, you can endure all things. So let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for all the things you have done for us. You have kept us safe from war and all other types of calamity. But we have an enemy in the White House that wants to harm us all. He has no care, no love, or compassion. He has mocked the Bible, your word, your holy word. He's mocked your son and you. And I am standing firm in my faith. I know you're going to put an end to this. I have faith in you. And you never left a job incomplete. You've never failed. So I want to thank you for giving us the opportunity to praise your name and lift your son up and lift Donald Trump and his family up. So thank you very much. We owe all this to you. And I want you to look after Stu. I want you to keep him healthy and strong so he can go even further for you. And I just want to thank you. Thank you once again for the sacrifice of your son, Yeshua. You've given us so much to be grateful for. And may your kingdom reign forever and ever. Amen.
And I'm in agreement in the name of Jesus and by your blood and by your stripes, Father, my Lord and Savior. Thank you. I predict
Thank
Donald
you.
Trump.
Thank you for Stu Webb on StuWebb.com. Please contribute so he can further his mission. Thank you.
Thank you, Nicole. You have a good day. Nicole Powers.
You too.
WitnessSpeaks.com.
WitnessSpeaks.com, yeah.
All right. Good report. Right. Thank you.